Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā Tanahi Ratokowingwa. This is your Wātea News. Ngāti Kahununu Chair Ngāhi Wi Tomoana says a controversial anti-drug program being run on a central Hawke's Bay marae works, and it's the right thing to do. The National Party has gone on the offensive against the proceeds of crime fund being used to fund hard-to-reach's Kahukura program, which tackles trauma and drug-seeking behaviour among mongrel mob whānau. Mr Tomoana says after leading the corrections claim to the Waitangi Tribunal, Ngāti Kahununu has tried to actively support gang whānau, especially those women and children left vulnerable when their men are in prison.
That's how we've supported this program, and I don't want to probably talk about the program itself, but I know it works because I've been part of it. It's taking people out of their mess space, out of their gang space, into training, work opportunities, and eventually career opportunities. So that's where Ngāti Kahununu supports our whānau.
Ngāhi Wi Tomoana. Citizens Advice Bureau says too many Māori are being locked out by government agencies shifting to online services. It says the drive to digital-first or digital-only services is harming vulnerable people and making it hard or impossible for them to access services they are entitled to, whether it be Inland Revenue forcing people to use MyIR to access paid parental leave or tenancy services making it extraordinarily difficult to access a paper form to apply to the Tenancy Tribunal. Māori were overrepresented amongst Citizen Advice Bureau's clients experiencing digital exclusion, accounting for 1 in 5 digitally excluded clients. The organisation has presented a petition to Parliament asking that public services remain accessible to all. Te Kotahitanga, the group which stymied a Ngāpuhi settlement, is stirring again. Chair Peter Tipene says it's more than 2 years since the group met after achieving its 3 main goals: stopping the Ngāpuhi Rūnanga-backed claim negotiating body, Tūhoro Nuku, from functioning, coordinating hapū involved in the Stage 2 Waitangi Tribunal hearings on Te Paparahi o Te Raki claims, and pursuing a claim that Ngāpuhi had never ceded sovereignty. He says members now say they miss having a forum for hapū to get together and exchange views.
Top of the agenda is always going to be mana motuhake of the hapū. Some people may call it the sovereignty of the hapū. How we can work with each other to ensure the Crown is working to, one, understand that, but two, give effect to it.
Te Kotahitanga's hui is at Otiria Marae next Wednesday. Liggins Institute researchers want to know why fewer Māori and Pacific Tamariki survive critical congenital heart disease compared with European babies. Institute Director and Project Head Professor Frank Bloomfield says researchers, including Starship paediatrician Dr. Simone Watkins, will travel the country to ask affected families about their experiences of the medical system, starting with the baby's diagnosis, as part of trying to understand why the ethnic disparities exist. He says lower survival rates in Māori and Pasifika Tamariki don't seem to be explained by the severity of the condition itself. And that is your Wātea News.